side of the road in a ditch. When you find me, I wanna go home. I'm sick. There's more whiskey than blood in my veins, more tar than air in my lungs. The strung out call I make burn down the edge of the highway. I'm sorry for asking, but please come and take me home. I quit talking again. I know you're still listening. I see you fast asleep. I pierce my skin. Needles to the worn out rags. The folds of my arms. The sickening black. And I haven't been taking my meds. Lock all the cabinets. Send me. So now you're still worried. I'm gonna get scared, 'cause I'm alone again, and I don't like the things I see. And I haven't been taking my meds, so lock all the cabinets and send me to bed. 'Cause I know you're still worried. I'm gonna get scared again and make my insides clean with your kitchen bleach. But I've kissed enough bathroom sinks to make up for the lovers that never loved me. And I know my body is just dirty clothes. I'm tired of washing my hands. God, I wanna go home.
Read it in the scripture. It's right there in the passage for today. In fact, that's the very thing that Peter emphasizes in that famous sermon of his in the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 23. Here's what he said. He said, this man Christ was handed over to you by God's purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death.
That was Go Home by Julian Baker, quite a powerful song off her debut album Sprained Ankle. Before that, Singer-Songwriter by Uckerville River off their album The Stand-Ins. And before that, once again, it was My City by Better Oblivion Community Center. That Phoebe Bridgers' Connor Oberst project. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. My name is DJ Michael, and this is On The Air Tonight Radio, where we'll be playing some of my favorite songs. Today, we're focusing on songs about missing something, having lost something, things like that. No particular reason. It's just, you know, as autumn sort of comes in and summer starts to disappear, it starts to feel a little bit more appropriate, I think. So that's what we're going with. We got a little under an hour left of showtime, so gonna keep the music going right along. One of my favorite tunes ever. It's Marty Robbins, Big Iron. Stick around.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his
head. I do my best to hide this low-down feeling. I try to make believe there's nothing wrong, but they're always asking me about you, darling. And it hurts me so to tell them that you're gone. If they ask me, I guess I'd be denied that I've been unhappy all along. But if they hurt my heart, they'd hear it cry, where's my darling, when's she coming home? I ask myself a million times what's right for me to do, to try to lose my blues alone or hang around for you. Well, I make it pretty good until that moon comes shining through, and then I get so doggone lonesome. Stand still when you're awaiting. Sometimes I think my heart is stopping too. One lonely hour seems forever, 60 minutes more to wait for you. But I guess I'll keep waiting till you're with me, 'cause I believe that loving you is right. But I don't care if the sun don't rise tomorrow, if I can't have you with me tonight. Well, I know I'll keep on loving you, 'cause true love can't be killed. I ought to get you off of my mind, but I guess I never will. I could have a dozen others, but I know I'd love you still, 'cause I get so doggone lonesome.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, we're in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot. He drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, Rocky boy.
Was Rocky Raccoon by the Beatles. I always imagine that song was about like a little anthropomorphic cartoon raccoon rather than just, you know, like a human named Rocky Raccoon. I don't know why. I think that's cute. I always thought that the Beatles should have, if they had continued, of course, or maybe just Paul McCartney should have done some sort of cartoon musical sort of rock opera style thing about the character of Rocky Raccoon. I love it whenever Paul played around with those sort of like Western, like honky-tonk music influences. Ringo as well. Ringo's Buku, a blues country solo album they released right after the Beatles broke up. It's also excellent. I don't know, just really good stuff. Before that, it was Close Up the Honky Tonks by Buck Owens. Before that, So Doggone Lonesome by Johnny Cash from his sessions at Sun. Quite a coterie they had there at Sun back in the days. We got about 40 minutes left of music. I hope you'd enjoyed it so far. We're going to go to one of my favorite groups, a group that I really enjoy. I really enjoy this album of theirs, particularly when I'm in the mood for some Irish sounding folk, and this is On the One Road by the Wolftones.
We're on the one road, sharing the one load. We're on the road to God. up again. Sure, aren't we all Irish anyhow? Now is the time to step together. Now we're on the one road, sharing the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it may be the wrong road, but we're together. Son, butcher, baker, shoulder in his gun. Rich man, poor man, every man in line. All together just like auld lang syne. We're on the one road, sharing the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it may be the wrong road, but we're together now. Just before the dawn, from dissensions, Ireland is reborn. Soon we'll all, united Irish men, make our land a nation once again. We're on the one road, sharing the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, it may be the wrong road, but we're together.
Thank you.
South Carolina. There are many tall pines. I remember the oak tree that we used to climb. But now when I'm lonesome, I always pretend that I'm getting the feel of hickory. I'd started out younger, had most everything, all the riches and pleasure. What else can life bring? But it makes time to begin calling me home, Hickory Wind. It's a hard way to find out that trouble is real in a faraway city with a faraway
was Hickory Wind by the Birds off My Sweetheart at the Rodeo, which is, I really don't know, or Sweetheart of the Rodeo, excuse me, which to me is probably a perfect album, just an amazing combination between Graham Parsons and Roger McGuinn and the whole Birds crew, really unique sound. It's a shame that they never got to make more albums as that sort of group as they existed for that record, because... wow. Before that, it was Muswell Hillbilly by The Kinks off the album of the same name. Before that, On the One Road by The Wolf Tones off their album Let the People Sing, a classic record if you're at all interested in Irish folk or Irish rebel songs. But before we continue on with the music, and we got about half an hour left, time for a quick PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Important message there. I will be walking home today. It's a beautiful, beautiful late summer, or I guess we're early autumn, you know, whichever side you think we are on that binary. It's a beautiful night, or early evening, I should say, and temperature's pleasant, and walking will be fun. But let's continue on with music. We got a few more songs I want to get to before our time runs out, and that means I gotta stop talking. So we're gonna go ahead to probably my favorite song ever, if I had to pick one, by none other than Bob Dylan. Probably off my favorite album ever. Just, I don't know, in my opinion, the most consummate work of genius of 20th century music. It's Visions of Johanna here on WMFL.
Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet? We'll sit here stranded, though we're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover, so entwined. Of Johanna that conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain. All night girls, the whisper of escapades out on the D train. We can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them, it's insane. Louise, she's alright, she's just near. She's delicate and seems like the mirror. But she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face. Where these visions of Johanna have not taken my place. Our little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. He breaks of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of a farewell kiss to me. You got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they'd kept me up past the dawn. Mm-hmm. inside the museums. Infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues. You can tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflower freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache say, "Geez, I can't find my knees." Jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule, but these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him, saying, "Name me someone that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him." But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man, if she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once it flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, "Everything's been returned which was owed," on the back of the fish truck that loads, while my conscience explodes. The harmonicas play the skeleton keys and the ray, and these visions of Johanna are now all that remain.
Thank you. to the man who forgot his way home, who silently narrates the confusion of his fight. He fears the great truth that would free him with its mercy. Dare he hide from this light? Abracadabra, here's the key to the kingdom. See through the eyes that be.
Shout it down to the people below. Every rejected everybody, even Mrs. Wooden Wellis, little nitty. Even Lifeboy floating with his little pistol showing and his little pistol toting. Well, that goes to show you what a moon can do. The Noble Bridge from Tuesday to Friday. Everybody's gone, high society. Hope lost his head and got off on alligators. Somebody's leaving peanuts on the cabins for a white elephant. Escape from zoo with love. Goes to show you what a moon can do. Moonlight on the mind. Well, it did it for Lifeboy, and it did it to you, and it did it to Zoo, and it can do it for me, and it can do it for you. Moonlight on Vermont. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Don't give me no affliction. That old-time religion is good enough for me.
It's good enough for you. Well, come out to show them. 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 Give that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Without your new affliction, don't need your new restriction. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me.
Moonlight on Vermont.
That was Moonlight on Vermont by Captain Beefheart and his magic band off Trout Mask Replica. Hope you didn't mind the cacophony. I quite enjoy it. So I hope you enjoyed it too. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our show. I'll play one more song for you before I head out. But some breaking news, some late breaking news for you. I can announce that my show will return next week at from 3 to 4 for an hour. So, if you're a fan of the show, I hope you will tune in for that. And, we'll keep things moving along. I will no longer be followed up by the Desperate Hours, although the Desperate Hours will retain its current spot following me right now. I hope you stick around for that. And I hope you have a safe, great week. Keep enjoying the music. Stay tuned to WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio for great music, great tunes all around. Stay happy, stay healthy, keep enjoying the tunes. Here's one of the great Dan Penn songs as performed by the Flying Burrito Brothers. It's The Dark End of the Street.
Thank you. amputate.